Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dan Menigan, Anthony Alant here today for Baskin and Phelps. 216-474-0092 on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, real quick, just wanted to let people know the 2025 Rainbow Radiothon is going on right now over at our sister station, Star 102. Jen and Tim are on here right now. They're raising money for kids at UH Rainbow and Babies Children's Hospital. You can give by going to star102cleveland.com for the link. You can also make a donation by texting UHRAINBOW, all one word, to 34984. That, again, is UHRAINBOW to 34984 to help out kids who sorely, sorely need it. So help out if you can. It's the holiday season. It's a good time to do all of those kind of things. All right, we were digging into this report from Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer that sources are telling her that Michigan has interest in talking to Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees. And what that tells you about A, Tommy Rees, and B, the Cleveland Browns situation in general. It puts me in a spot that makes me wonder a couple of different things involved there. One of them being, okay, we are told that Tommy Rees is some kind of an offensive guru and that the Browns really want to hold on to him and they don't want him to go anywhere. And I wonder, okay, you talked to the Penn State gig, you talked to the North Carolina gig, now Michigan is interested, or he's interested in talking to Michigan, whichever direction Mary Kay has it out there. It makes me wonder about this guy. And it makes me wonder if the Browns are in a position where they might, if they want to keep him, they're going to have to hand him some carrot at the tail end of it to make him better. Do you see it that way?
Yes, absolutely. Because I don't think if he's going to have opportunities elsewhere, especially if it is interviewing with the Michigan job, whether or not some people believe that he was, you know, rumored for some of these top end jobs, there is clearly some form of interest in him, whether that's coming from his camp or from all these different camps. And why would you stick on a staff with a guy that's probably going to get fired at the end of the year?
So Fearless Leader came in and brought up a really interesting point. And Fearless Leader, of course, a Michigan fan, has an ear to the ground when it comes to all sorts of stuff when it comes to college football. And he brought up a really interesting point, which is that you really going to roll this guy out of Michigan for his first college gig? His first college coaching gig and first head coaching gig is going to be Michigan, one of the blue bloods. And it's like, yeah, that's a good point. That is very non-Michigan to bring somebody in and have their first major coaching gig be Michigan, one of the big programs. That makes a boatload of sense in that regard, that this could be someone who is looking at the landscape and saying, oh boy, I might be unemployed. Hey, what if I just, let's float this out. You know, we were talking about the contract extension of Stephen Vogt. And the fact that they somehow kept this under wraps for 365 days, according to Jeff Passan, somehow, some way, were able to keep this really quiet. College does not work that way. These guys will let you know if all of a sudden they sign a contract extension that is worth a dollar more per year. You will have college agents out there leaking this to Ross Dellinger, Pete Thamel, everybody in between there to let it know that I was able to negotiate more money for a better job. Look at me go. Like, they're so good at that stuff that is, it makes me wonder. That's a really good point, that why would Michigan want to talk to this guy who's never had coaching experience before? It's very non-Michigan.
Yeah, I think I got a little spun up on the topic to actually kind of forget the crux of it, is this reeks of the Kevin Stefanski report that came out last week. Could you imagine the fact that we're going to end up going 4-13, 3-14, and our head coach is going to immediately land another NFL gig, and the offensive coordinator of one of the worst offenses in the league is going to end up as a head coach at Michigan or Penn State, or even an offensive coordinator at one of those schools? How, like, does that make any sense to anybody?
So the narrative that you would spin then is that the Browns are such a mess that I was able to get this to this level because the Browns are a mess. Like,
but if the Browns were a mess and they won 7 games or 8 games, like they actually closed out some of these games, and you know, you were able to get like something out of Dillon Gabriel, you were able to consistently get something out of Shedeur Sanders, then I would understand your point. But right, it's still like, this is a crap show week in and week out, and all of a sudden all these guys are getting all these jobs.
Well, but you could push. So, all right, again, I agree with what you were saying, but let's think this through on both sides. Because you could also make the argument very easily that Tommy Rees could sit down in a meeting and he could go, here are my concepts, here's the all 22. Look, that guy's running open, that guy's running open, that guy's running open, that guy's running. Like you could play that game. You could go, Shedeur Sanders, when he first came in here, he couldn't do X, Y, and Z, and now look at him.
Yeah.
That's some of my handiwork. Quinshon Judkins was able to really blossom because we started moving this kind of run involved, and that's where he was able to succeed. Same thing with Dillon Sampson. Like, you could weave this tapestry of hogwash, if you so desire, in a meeting that makes you look good.
Yeah.
You could easily piece that together. And then also throw your hands up in the air and go, well, you know, we would have 8 games of special teams wasn't such a mess. Like, you could easily weave that one as well and go, well, Bubba, if you know, if he'd actually do something, you know, that this, that, and the other thing. You could be able to sell that in a way.
But
I think that sells better at a lower level Big Ten school or one of the Pac-2 schools that are left. If you know, if you're going to Oregon State, or if you're going to Washington State, or like, I feel like that weaves in better than you saying that to Michigan, who are going to go, yeah, but you've never been a head coach in a game.
For sure. So it's either one of two things. Either the Browns have the greatest coaching staff of one of the worst teams in football history, or Tommy Rees, like what Keith said, Tommy Rees knows that he's getting canned, knows that everybody is going to be out of Berea by the day after the last game of the season, and he wants to get his name out there so that he can land in a good spot, like what you mentioned off the air, Dan, of with the New England Patriots or with one of these other, or he can follow Kevin Stefanski to, you know, whatever job he gets.
All right. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I didn't want to do it, but let's just do it. December 12th, 2025, 12:28. We're timestamping this. Is Kevin Stefanski here next year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No.
Okay, why?
This just looks like such a crap show for him. I'm going to stop using that phrase because I'm going to get dumped eventually, but this has just gone so poorly over the last couple of weeks. And I think that play at the end of the Titans game, and that was a thing where, you know what, we have the talent. We were able to get back into that game. The head coach doesn't know what he's doing long term here. And something needs to change if we are going to properly progress. And we can keep Tommy Rees as the offensive coordinator. We can keep Jim Schwartz. We can, you know, do whatever, or we can, you know, totally clean house and bring all new guys in. But the last couple of weeks, the coaching decisions themselves, I mean, there's a myriad of reasons as to why he's looks in over his skis right now.
As of that time step, I agree with you. I do not believe Kevin Stefanski is here next year. I just think it has hit a point where it's just time. The message has grown stale. The ideas have become stale. It's just time. It's time to get another voice in here. It's time to get another set of ideas in here. I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I don't think he's a dum-dum. I don't think he is sabotaging anything. I don't think the guy has woken up and bumped his head and all of a sudden done no football anymore. Like, I don't think that is the case. I just think it's time. I think he has taken this thing for as long as he could, and it's just hitting that point where somebody needs to pay for what has taken place here. The one draft class may save Andrew Berry as much as maybe some of us want to kaboom the whole darn thing. Mm. I just think it might be time.
And honestly, Dan, it feels like and it looks like on the field on Sundays that there's just a complacency with losing. There's just a feeling of, we're fine if we lose, as long as there's, you know, we hit our processes and verticals. Doesn't it? And maybe, again, maybe that is just the message is running stale, and I just need a little bit more from Kevin Stefanski in the press conferences. And again, press conferences don't win you ball games, but there's just this feeling of, we're going to go in, they're going to suck on special teams, they're going to,
right,
you know, get run over on defense, and then we're just going to have this, like, yeah, we'll get it fixed next week.
And the lack, and I think that might be the thing that would do him in. Like, I wonder if we would all feel better, and I called it throwing out a pound of flesh initially, and I wonder if we would all feel better if Bubba Ventrone would have been moved on from at some point in this season as the special teams lapses were taking place. Mm-hmm. If maybe then we would look at that as some form of accountability that Kevin Stefanski is taking to try to improve this roster and make things better. Maybe that's the way thing that could have happened that could have changed the way that we all envision Kevin Stefanski, instead of being the human equivalent of the dog sitting in the room as the room is burning down and him going, everything is fine.
And that's what it feels like right now.
And that's what we feel like we're in the middle of. Now, it's one of my favorite things about Kevin Stefanski is the fact that if he's winning and if he's losing, he looks the same and he sounds the same. It's one of my favorite things about that guy is the fact that he is that level-headed. Mm-hmm. But I just think it might be time.
Dan, think about what's happened this year alone, mid-season, not even the quarterback situation and whatever Fugazi that was. Think about the fact that he decided to hand over play calling to Tommy Rees, the first-year offensive coordinator. The thing that Kevin Stefanski says he falls asleep dreaming about is play calling. It's the only thing that he loves so much that he will actually divulge stuff about, to take a bigger CEO role with the team. And then week in and week out, the special teams got so much worse. The defense, he doesn't even have a hand in that. We've decided that Jim Schwartz has, like, free reign over
the defense.
So the defensive
side feels more like the players themselves. Like, if you go back and watch that game, it seems like Myles Garrett was like, I'm breaking the sack record on Cam Ward today, and I am going to go all out to make sure that I get the sack record. And they were starting to literally just run the ball to Myles Garrett's side because they knew Myles Garrett was going after the quarterback come hell or high water. Mm-hmm. And so, and I kind of don't blame him, by the way. That's not meant to be a slam. That's just meant to be like, yeah, this is where we are right now. You're kind of going after personal accolades. You're writing it on your wrist every single game so you can look down and see what it is. Clearly you care. And so, and yes, sacks are team beneficial, but when you're blowing off the run game to get your sacks, that's where you get yourself into a problem. And I wonder if we're going to see that this week with the Bears running backs as well, is that Myles Garrett's going to be like, I want to break the sack record against Caleb Williams, and I want to do it in the snow, and I'm going all out to do it, and I don't care, because this team isn't going anywhere this season anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't slam Jim Schwartz too much for any of that stuff if your best player is going, yeah, okay, fine. Like, I'm breaking the sack record, and I don't care.
Yep.
So I can blame him for that stuff. I it's just, it seems like the message that is going out there of the offensive side of the ball has gotten so stuck in the mud, and it felt like Kevin Stefanski threw his hands up in the air and handed the play calling to Tommy Rees because he was just like, I don't have answers. I got nothing. This thing is not my offense. This is not what I came in to build. This is not the style that I truly enjoy running. Here, you fix it.
And do you feel like the offense has gotten better or worse since he handed over play calling?
I feel like it's the equivalent of having someone who has done 3 years of Spanish speaking over in Spain compared to someone who made it through Spanish one.
So it's gotten better?
So it's gotten a little bit better, but okay. I don't think this is a language Kevin Stefanski is fluent in. Okay. That's what I mean.
So he handed the play calling off, and then the offense got at least marginally better. You finally had a quarterback throw for over 300 yards. You almost won a ball game doing it.
Yep.
So what is Kevin Stefanski actually getting credit for here? The special team sucks, and he didn't fire the coordinator. He has no hand in the defense, and he handed over the play calling midseason, and the offense got better midseason.
Sweatshirts look cool. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. The legend Tim May joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on Tommy Rees being rumbled and rumored for the Michigan gig.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.